This week on the inaugural podcast for the United Conservatives Fund, I'm joined by Executive Committee Member Derek Taupe. This is Keith Plunkett, and you're listening to the United Conservatives Fund Weekly Podcast.
Joined today by Executive Committee Member of the United Conservatives Fund, Derek Taupe, who represents the Libertarian Party on the United Conservatives Fund Executive Committee. Thank you for joining us, Derek.
I'm glad to be here, Keith. Good to be with you.
This is our first podcast for the United Conservatives Fund, something that we hope we'll be doing weekly, talking to different people about, about their views on issues, about their views on a lot of different things. So this week you wrote a commentary, an op-ed that was out on the United Conservatives Fund website and various other websites it ran on as well, regarding unity, and that is the key word behind what United Conservatives Fund is doing right now. Tell us a little bit of background on you politically and what caused you to want to join the United Conservatives Fund.
Sure. Well, I'm 44. I live in Iuka at the very northeast corner of Mississippi. That's close to Pickwick Lake. I live there with my wife, Mickey, and son, Kobe. I sell real estate around Pickwick Lake. I'm a member of the Libertarian Party and served as District 1 representative and recently vice chair of the Mississippi Libertarian Party. The reason I became interested in politics is because back in my 20s, working in family businesses, I saw a lot of the problems firsthand created by government manipulation of the business environment. And that's really what spurred me to take an interest early on. And the things I saw then really upset my desire to see fairness in the marketplace, and it was mainly due to government manipulation. And that's the origination of my involvement in the Libertarian Party.
We've had only one meeting of the executive committee so far. The tours around the state over the past couple of weeks have been incredible. I mean, the response has been great. So tell us a little bit about what are your thoughts behind the United Conservatives Fund and what you think that we can accomplish by bringing these groups together.
I'm excited about it. The United Conservatives Fund is something that we've needed for a very long time. I'd like to help change the direction we're heading. From big things in Mississippi, like, for instance, a destination home rule state, which is something that would fundamentally change the economy in the whole state in regards to sales taxes. I'd like to help with the little things and see that the United Conservatives Fund can assist. The small things like educating our local elected officials, appointed officials, to actually uphold the oath they swear to God to uphold and support the Constitution. A lot of these people, no fault of their own, they won a popularity contest, and I'm not faulting them, but a lot of these people have not read the Constitution since high school. And I believe that part of our problem comes from these local elected and appointed officials who pass these ordinances and honestly don't understand that when they take actions at a local level or even at a state level, some of the people who you would expect would honor the Constitution, the state Constitution, don't understand it because they haven't read it since high school. So I'd like to work with the United Conservatives Fund to help the existing candidates who are in office understand better how important it is to support the Constitution of the United States versus unknowingly being manipulated into just as well supporting the Communist Manifesto. I know it may sound extreme, but some of these ordinances which limit private property rights and tell private property owners how to conduct their business, well, that's straight out of the first plank of the Communist Manifesto. That's certainly not something you'll find in the United States Constitution. And I believe that education across the board in the United Conservatives Fund, from the more liberty-minded and social segment like the libertarians represent, all the way over to the socially conservative side. Brian Fisher, I've tried to have conversations with Brian. I'm going to get along with Brian. We are the outside edge of this group of United Conservatives Fund, and we've made the commitment that we are going to shelve our past differences. We're going to get along because we see the bigger picture. We can fuss and fight and debate the issues later on, and I'm sure we'll have some good debates while we're together. But we have formed a conciliatory tone with one another as representatives of our base, and we're going to do this and not dilute our principled stand. He has his principled stand on certain issues. I have my principled stand on certain issues. And we're going to respect each other. We're not going to bow down to each other and be subservient to each other because, the strongest friendships come from mutual respect not mutual submission. So you can have disagreements with people and still respect them and respect their views and debate those issues. But the unifying force I think we need to focus on is to get liberty-minded, constitutional-minded conservatives elected to office. And the United Conservatives Fund is the best vehicle I've seen the entire time I've been in politics to achieve that goal.
You mentioned something about these local candidates, and some of the discussion we've had has been the questions we get at some of these United Conservatives Fund launch and membership drive events we've been having over the past week has been, what candidates are you going to support? Is this a statewide? Is this federal? What is this? The need for an all-encompassing view, not just to focus on state offices or legislative offices, but also the aldermen and some of these county officials as well. Tell us a little bit what you think about that approach.
That approach is vital. If I mean, anyone in political life understands that most people who are in state and even federal level of politics started out because they either had a complaint or a concern as an individual in a small town or county, and they went to address that concern locally and didn't resolve it. So they decided to get involved locally. And so a lot of our state and federal officials started out just walking up to a Board of Aldermen meeting and saying, hey, I have a complaint or I have a concern. How can we address this? We need to give support to those people at the grassroots level. This isn't a top-down organization. This is a bottom-up organization. We want to support the people, men and women who work hard, support families, and some of their biggest concerns are, all right, can I accept this job 50 miles away without it being a negative impact because the cost of gas is so high? People don't think in large terms when you're talking about supporting a family. So the United Conservatives Fund is going to be focusing in on local races. We want to support local Board of Aldermen candidates who understand that the country is running in the wrong direction right now. We need a change. We want to support supervisors. We want to support local officials from a grassroots level and give them any kind of support that we can to help them change the dynamics of the political structure in the state of Mississippi from the bottom up. It's not just going to be state representatives, state senators that we support. It's going to be local officials. It's going to be local people running, local candidates who maybe have never run for office before. We'd like to see that we are a support mechanism so that if they are apprehensive about entering politics on a local level, that we help them. We give them the support they need to be confident, to address any kind of questions they may have politically. And that's how we're going to take this state back from the entrenched establishment, which has taken us down the wrong road, and their policies are the reason we're last in the nation. It's time for us to be first in the nation, and I think this is a pivotal step to putting an outreach program to everyone from a local, state, and federal level. We're not going to say we're only going to support local candidates or state candidates. We're going to support the best candidates to help this state get on the right track.
Some of the scuttlebutt, what we might call establishment Republican-leaning websites and commentators, have talked about the United Conservatives Fund's launch as a competition with the Republican Party and tried to set this up as being something that the UCF is against the Republican Party and therefore competing with the Republican Party. How do you answer that charge?
From my personal perspective, I started out as a Democrat in my early teens because of family influence. I became a Republican in my early 20s because of moral reasons, and only when I ran into issues where I saw the very top echelon of the Republican Party disappointing me did I look for something else, and that's when I became a libertarian, and I've been libertarian ever since. So you're talking to someone who's seen different aspects politically, and I've been at different places politically in my own mind. We all are at different places politically. You know, we can't all think identically to each other. The Republicans, as you allude, the established Republicans, they're going to have to come up with some way to fight back against the tide that's rising up against them. This is not a libertarian initiative. This is not a Republican initiative. This is an initiative that we're doing together as conservatives. The R or the L behind someone's name, the D behind someone's name, it's not the overreaching debate. The debate is, are you conservative? Do you want to see less government? Do you want to see a decentralized, federalistic approach to our government? Do you want to see a high moral tone set so that instead of relying upon, you know, government handouts for their favorite government business experiments that they have to fund by taking taxes out of individual taxpayers' and families' pockets so they can fund these government business experiments, wouldn't you like to see a conservative, a true conservative-minded candidate, no matter what political affiliation they are, become an elected official who will try his best to make Mississippi hospitable to every small, medium, and large-sized business anywhere in the nation? Let's not do that by taking dollars from hard-working men and women and giving it to our favorite corporations. Let's do that by inviting these corporations to what I believe is the best state on the planet. We have assets here at this state to rival any other state. We have talented people. Some of the most talented people in the world come from this state. You know, you can look at any kind of advantage that other states may have on us. Sure, Texas may have more oil than the state of Mississippi, but Mississippi's tourism and our agriculture, the talent pool in numerous industries is far exceeds other states. I can give you a few names. Elvis is from Tupelo in the entertainment industry. It doesn't get much better than that. Jimmy Buffett, B.B. Right. King in the entertainment industry. If people often say we don't have the financial minds here in the state to be prosperous. Oprah is from Mississippi. Fred Smith, who founded FedEx, is from Mississippi. We have the talent in economic areas, in entertainment areas. We also have some of the most courageous people on the planet from Mississippi. Here recently, Kyle Carpenter won the Congressional Medal of Honor for his courage. It doesn't get any more courageous than that. Our civil rights history speaks volumes for the courage Mississippians have. Medgar Evers, even in things outside of political life, football, Malcolm Butler, who was the Super Bowl hero, he's from Mississippi. Jerry Rice, Walter Payton, Brett Favre. We have so much talent here in the state of Mississippi in form of individual people that these establishment Republicans don't promote. They say the only way we can get ahead economically or move our state forward to be a better state as a whole is by taking money from our friends and neighbors in other states. That they have misled the people into believing that the only way we can be prosperous is by taking from others. We need to pull back from that approach and realize that we do have assets here, that if we, the people, take control of these assets and use them for the better of the state, instead of letting the state manipulate us and saying, well, for environmental reasons, we need this land, or for economic reasons, we need to take your tax dollars and prop up this company. I'm a strong believer that if a company needs millions of our tax dollars to be successful, then that company does not have a good business plan. And if that company has a good business plan, then why does that company need millions of our tax dollars? It doesn't. But I'm sure they will take the gift given to them by our elected officials. But see, that gift isn't given by the elected officials. That gift is taken out of taxpayers' pockets against their will to give to these companies. So we need to be conservative. We need to be unified. The Republicans in the Republican Party who understand need to unite with us. We need to bring all liberty-minded, all independents together in the United Conservatives Fund. I, as the libertarian voice of the United Conservatives Fund, will do everything in my power to make sure that we're transparent, that the people we fund are vetted, and the people we support are interviewed, and do our best to make sure that we elect candidates to office, local, state, and the federal races, elected and appointed offices, that will have the best interest of all Mississippians' prosperity at heart, not just the select few.
Your recent commentary saying only when we approach our state's problems together as challenges to be overcome rather than demands for politicians to fix will we begin to see positive results. That unity that you talk about there, that the United Conservatives Fund, that you alluded to just now, and in the what the United Conservatives Fund hopes to do. Just one simple question. if you're talking to anyone who is considering becoming a member of the United Conservatives on a monthly contributing member, what is your 30-second elevator speech on why they should join the United Conservatives Fund and become a member, regardless of their political affiliation? Why should they join?
Transparency. We're going to show you where your membership funds go. You have a voice. No matter which segment of the conservative movement you currently affiliate yourself with, whether it's libertarians, whether it's social conservatives, whether it's Tea Partiers, you have a voice on the executive committee. I, as a libertarian, come from the libertarian platform, the Libertarian Party platform. Big L, official affiliates with the Libertarian Party, and small L, those who consider themselves leaning libertarian but haven't quite dove off and gotten as involved politically. I've met the other members on this committee. Each one of these other members, we are all of the same mind. We are going to work for conservatives, and we're going to be accountable to the conservatives. When you join the United Conservatives Fund, you are a member. You are a speaking voice. You can put your hands on the steering wheel. You can put your foot on the pedal. You can drive this United Conservatives Fund to take back the state from those who have taken it from us as a group. So it's not just me as an executive member. It's not just Brian Fisher on the social conservative side as an executive member. Brian and I are going to work together to make sure that we are going to consolidate all conservatives in the state of Mississippi to make a change, and you can be a part of that. If you've always wanted to have a voice in elected office, in politics, now's your chance. Join the United Conservatives Fund. You can pick up the phone and call me anytime. Any of us will respond to your comments, will listen to you, will respect your views, and your voice will be heard through the United Conservatives Fund. But you have to take a step, join the fund, become a member, and when you become a member, you're not just donating, you are a member of this fund.
And to do that, it's very simple online. Go to UnitedConservativesFund.com, click the Join Now link there. There's also the phone number and a mailing address if you prefer snail mail to become a member of the United Conservatives Fund. Derek, thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon. Look forward to great things from you and others on the executive committee and as we move ahead with the United Conservatives Fund. It's an exciting time. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Keith.